We've got complete strike action on the 13th and 14th of December, then the 16th and 17th, and then over the Christmas period, starting on Christmas Eve. So if there's one thing I'd like people to take away from this conversation, it's that on Christmas Eve, your last train home, whether it's from London or further out in Kent, will be much, much earlier than expected. It could be as early as midday or 1 o'clock. So please check before you travel. Then we've got more strikes, unfortunately, in January, which is the 3rd and 4th and the 6th and 7th. Should also say that operators, RMT members, are going to be on an overtime ban for that entire period. And that leaves us in a bit of an awkward situation, because an overtime ban means, for the operators at least, they're not really sure until a day or two before what kind of effect that's going to have on trains. It tends to affect something like between 10 or 15% of services, depending on where you are. So the advice again, on the days where people aren't officially on strike, is you still need to check before you travel, because there will be short notice cancellations as that overtime ban kicks in. So essentially what we're looking at is a period from the 13th of December all the way through to the 8th of January, where there will be either severe disruption, no trains at all, or simply just days of cancellations.
It does sound like a logistical nightmare trying to get any trains running whatsoever. I mean, just give us an idea as to how difficult it is, because I mean, it's not easy to move trains around a network, is it?
No, in order to get a train running, you need what they call a stock diagram. So that's the actual train itself. You need a staff diagram. That's the warm bodies who drive the train. You need a timetable in place to make sure the train doesn't interact badly with any other trains on the network. And you obviously need network rail staff to make sure that everything's working. Once you get all those four or five things in place, then you can run a train. As it goes with the strikes, regrettably, there have been quite a few strikes this year. So in terms of timetabling, we're reasonably set on what we can and can't offer. In Kent, what that means is there will be an early finish, a late start and early finish, and there will be trains running on what we call key routes, so High Speed 1 and other main lines. That does mean that some parts of the county on strike days won't see any services at all. And again, hence the advice, please check before you travel.
Frustrating, I'm sure, for anyone, as you say, who wants to maybe travel home at Christmas time. I don't know how much you can say about how you were hoping that the end of 2022 would have seen a resolution to the strike action, because it's, as you say, it's gone on for quite a while now, hasn't it?
It's enormously disappointing and frustrating. I think, you know, we hear that you know, strikes could go on ad nauseum. I'm not sure that's the case, because I think in both circumstances, both the railway itself, so Network Rail, and the union want a resolution, because this isn't sustainable. Just to give you an example of what it's costing, Network Rail loses roughly £30 million for every strike day, which is, you know, frankly unsustainable. And that comes on top of the loss of revenue we've suffered anyway post-COVID. I can give you a bit of an example of what that looks like. So the end of the last financial year, so March 2022, we were carrying 1.1 billion passengers across the country. And that compares to 1.7 before COVID. But the interesting thing is, and the difficult thing is, that 0.6 of a billion includes the 5 day a week commuters of the southeast, because that 5 day a week commuting market just simply hasn't come back. And that's a lot of income there that was always set every year, because people buy your gold card, you pay for it up front. And that gave us the income that supported, frankly, a lot of the whole railway. And that isn't going to come back. Now, a lot of people are still commuting, myself included, but very few people are down to do 5 days a week. So you'll have noticed Southeastern's timetable has changed this week. And part of the reason for that change is just to balance their services to match the passenger demand more than it was. But we're still facing a huge challenge. We can't, you know, simply sit here on the railway and not do anything about it. And we're trying to work with the RMT to find a solution to this dispute. But as we sit here at the moment, I'm afraid that solution hasn't been found.